This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid foundation stone for various development works worth over 4,570 crore rupees in Kokrajhar, Assam, via video conferencing. Virtual addressing from Guwahati, the Prime Minister said, the government has been working for all-round development of the Bodo Territorial Council area and 1,500 crore rupees has been sanctioned for its fast development. The Prime Minister's scheduled visit to Kokrajhar has been cancelled due to weather conditions. The Prime Minister highlighted that the Bodo region, which experienced violence and bloodshed for decades, has entered a new era of growth and stability, noting that thousands of youth surrendered their arms to join the mainstream.
हमने जो भी वादे किए थे वो एक के बाद एक तेज गति से पूरे किए जा रहे हैं। बोडो भाषा को एसोसिएट ऑफिशियल लैंग्वेज का दर्जा दिया गया है। बोडो लैंड के लिए 1500 करोड़ रुपए का विशेष विकास पैकेज दिया गया। आज कोकराझार में मेडिकल कॉलेज चल रहा है और तमुलपुर में मेडिकल कॉलेज बन रहा है। यहां नए नए ब्रिज बन रहे हैं। आज हथियार छोड़ने वाले असम के करीब 10,000 नौजवानों को मुख्य धारा से जोड़कर आगे बढ़ाया जा रहा है।
Mr. Modi said his government has ensured that the faith and traditions of the Bodo community receive recognition at the national level. Prime Minister Narendra Modi slammed the Congress party for its long-standing neglect of the borderland area and said that the BJP-led NDA government is working for all-round development of this area. Later, the PM performed Bhumi Pujan, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation, several development projects around 19,680 crore rupees. The Prime Minister also released the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.3 crore farmers across the country, under which eligible farmers received 2,000 directly into the bank accounts from Guwahati.
PM Kisan Samman Nidhi ke tahat 18,000 crore rupaye se adhik ki rashi hamare karodo annadataon ke khaton mein bheji gayi hai. Ye yojana vaqai adbhut hai. Ek click se करोड़ों किसानों के बैंक खाते में सीधे पैसा जमा होता है। दुनिया के विकसित देशों में भी ऐसा संभव नहीं है।
India has highlighted to Iran the importance of unhindered transit of energy and goods amid the current situation in West Asia. During the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian last evening and stressed on New Delhi's priority regarding the safety and well-being of Indian nationals in the region, including in Iran. The spokesperson also reiterated India's consistent position that all issues must be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. Special Secretary, Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha said there are 24 Indian-flagged vessels to the west of the Strait of Hormuz. He said there are 3 Indian-flagged vessels to the east of the Strait of Hormuz. Joint Secretary, Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sarma, said India is self-sufficient in the production of petrol and diesel. She said all refineries are working at 100% capacity and refineries have adequate inventory of crude. She informed that domestic PNG and CNG for vehicles will receive 100% supply with no cuts. The government today said that it is closely monitoring all developments in the Indian Ocean region, impinging on India's security and economic interest. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the government is taking appropriate measures to safeguard India's interest in the Indian Ocean. He said India's relations with countries, including those of the Indian Ocean region, stand on their own footing and are independent of the relations of those countries with other countries. Fitch Ratings has raised India's GDP growth forecast for financial year 26 to 7.5%, up from the earlier projection of 7.4%. Fitch Ratings said domestic demand will drive growth, with consumer spending expected to expand by 8.6% and investment projected to rise by 6.9% respectively in this fiscal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.